702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam, a very good morning to you. We'll start in South Korea. The death toll there rising, I suppose, with the rising waters.
Yes, we now know there are 9 people who've been killed, mostly in flooded basements. Remember the film Parasite and the flooded basement that the family have? It's, I guess, like that, only real and awful. 9 people basically fetched out of basements by the emergency services, but 145 people also rescued, several hundred people evacuated from homes, 3,000 buildings badly affected by the floodwaters, cars abandoned in the middle of the street, the streets themselves turned into rivers. In a lot of cases, the floodwaters are just off the ground, sort of ankle high, shin high. In other cases, they're above the knee, and how you cope with that is almost impossible. They've had 500 millimeters of rain in about a 48-hour period. That is almost double what South Korea would expect for the entire month of August. And this is rainy season. This is monsoon season in that part of the world. At one stage, they were getting, I mean, this number is just astonishing. They were getting 140 millimeters of rain per hour.
Good God.
That much. Yes, that much of rain per hour. There's no city in the world that can cope with that. There's no drainage system in the world that can cope with that. And the effect is, as we're seeing, floodwaters and lives ripped up and people dying.
It's a sad story, that, Adam. Let's focus now on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The Ukrainian president wants the EU to ban Russian tourists.
Interesting idea, isn't it? I can't think of any other country where everyone's citizens are banned. I suppose maybe Iran has come close to it at one stage, maybe Iraq. But the idea of banning all Russian tourists, it doesn't sit well with quite a lot of countries. Although, interestingly, Volodymyr Zelensky is suggesting it. His quote was that Russians are currently living in a world of their own until they change their philosophy. And a lot of good, ordinary Russians won't know about how they've become social pariahs, if you like, because they're not social pariahs. They're going on holiday. And in particular, Egypt, Turkey and the UAE all rely on the Russian ruble and Russian tourists to make up the numbers. And they have no intention of banning. But already Latvia, Estonia and Finland, if they haven't actually banned outright, they've made it more difficult / impossible for Russians to get visas to go and visit. It is, of course, it's cooking, kicking ordinary people where it hurts. But I don't know, would it be fair just to say, all Russians, stay at home, we don't want you? And would it also be cost effective? A lot of countries need tourists, don't they, after the pandemic, more so.
Quite apart from assuming that ordinary Russians have some influence or sway over Vladimir Putin. Let's not forget that. Now, Adam, tell me about a brand new country. Did I get it right?
Yeah, well, they might speak like that. It's true. If anyone lived there, they might speak like that. It's a tiny, tiny little island called Lam. It's up there in the Firth of Forth, almost the North Sea. It's very much sort of in the mouth of the North Sea, just over there from Edinburgh. It is a tiny little island now owned by the world's most famous spoonbender / self-styled psychic, Yuri Geller. He'll come to your home and for $500,000, he'll probably tell you that you've got your house the wrong way around. Anyway, this particular island is a rocky mound. There's nothing on it, really, with a little grassy haircut, ignored by everyone but for the odd bird watcher. Possibly, though, according to Yuri Geller, home to buried treasure, the bones of the victims of the witchcraft trials, and, he says, weirdly mathematically identical to the pyramids of Giza. There's some sort of spiritual thing he's mentioning. So, Yuri Geller wants to elevate Lam from being a private Scottish island to a country with a flag and a constitution and a national anthem, possibly a currency, maybe even a resident at some point. He says he always wanted to own an island and be like James Bond. Except, Yuri Geller, you may remember, I think you mean you always wanted to own an island and be like a James Bond megalomaniac mega-villain. This is not James Bond who owns the island, is it?
That's right, isn't it? We'll have to leave it there for this morning's World View with Adam Gilchrist.